Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Hold on. No.
Hi, Asia. Be advised. This call may be monitored and recorded. My name is Sharon from the Bank of America. I have a client on the line. There's a charger and account for her $19.99. She doesn't remember what that transaction is for. Can you help us out with that, please? She is on the phone with us.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have the customer zip code?
28086.
Okay, you said 28086?
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
Janet Jones.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the shipping address on this account?
128 Quail Hollow Drive, Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Give me just a moment. Your account is pulling up.
Okay.
I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. Do you recall purchasing a Wi-Fi booster for only $7.45 at the day of purchase on November the 23rd of last year?
Oh, my goodness. November 23rd of last year?
Yes, ma'am.
I did order a Wi-Fi booster, but I had totally forgotten about it.
Okay, so once you purchase that item, once you purchase the item, you pay only the shipping and handling at the day of purchase. All of our customers, included within those terms and conditions, all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged the full amount, which is $54.97 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. But the $54.97 was that it declined. So in order to keep your membership with us, we charge you that $19.99 for our $125 gift card, and that should have been emailed to you as well. If you do not see it in your all mail, I would advise you to check your junk or your spam mail.
I want to cancel everything. I don't know what I've gotten or haven't gotten, but I don't want any membership to anything.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you today. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately. And I do have a cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
Number is 259-584-750. That number again is 259-584-750. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yeah, is there any way?
All right, is this the only $20 charge? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I hear two people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff. I was asking, is there any way as a courtesy we can reimburse that $19.99 for her?
Okay, what I can do for her today, being that that charge is a valid charge, as a courtesy, I can provide her with a 50% refund, which is a total of $9.99 out of that $19.99.
Are you okay with that, Janet?
I'm sorry. Could you say it again, please?
What I can do for you today, being that the okay, you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. She was saying with that $19.99, what she could do for you is go ahead and credit you back half of it, $9.99 instead. As I was asking if you're okay with that.
Yes, I'm fine with that. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and issue you that refund. Give me just a moment. Also, our refunds, they do take 3 to 5 business days, and you will also receive a refund confirmation email as well. One moment.
And you're still canceling, right?
Yes, ma'am. Your account has been canceled out. One moment.
Thank you.
One second. Okay, so I do have the account notated and also refunded. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
And I don't think so.
I'm good on my end, too.
Okay, all right, well,
great.
I do.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And stay on the line with me, Ms. Jones.
I will. Thank you.
I'm just talking.